Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where it is a pleasure to bring you information on business success mindset, that inner game, and then the Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game. You know, my purpose is to make sure that you're equipped to create success and profits that make a difference in your business today. Well, it is time for us to jump over into our Breakthrough Savvy Sales Tip. And so I'm really excited to bring Don Cooper, the sales heretic, back. And he is going to be sharing with us what are the two important things. Actually, how did you phrase that, Don? The two what?
The two most important sales skills.
All right. We are your loyal pupils. What are these two great sales skills we need to know about?
Well, there are a lot of important sales skills, including prospecting, closing, overcoming objections, time management. There are lots and lots of skills that are important. However, there are two that are particularly important. If you're not good at these, you're going to have a struggle with sales your whole life. If you can master these two things, everything else gets easier. The first of these two sales skills is asking questions. Now, a lot of people listening to this are thinking right now, duh. Yeah, it is kind of obvious. And yet, despite the fact that it seems obvious, most salespeople don't ask anywhere near enough questions. And when you don't ask enough questions, you don't know what's important to the prospect. You don't know what they want and need. You don't know what they fear. You don't know what their budget is. And so you're dealing with all kinds of unknowns. A big part of the problem is that most of us are never taught how to ask good questions. The sales training for most salespeople is sell features and benefits. Here are all the features, here are the benefits, go out and sell those. And so too often, salespeople go out and they just try to regurgitate whatever's on their brochure, and they never ask enough questions. Another reason people don't ask enough is that they're afraid to. I have salespeople tell me all the time that, well, what if they ask questions and the prospect becomes upset, or they get bored, or they get irritated? Yeah, doesn't happen. As long as you're asking good questions that focus in on what matters to the prospect, and it's clear to them that you're trying to help them find the right solution for them, they will talk all day. They're happy to, because what the prospects are afraid of is buying the wrong thing, making a buying mistake. So if you're investigating their wants, their needs, their fears, their issues, their budget, you're making it clear to them that you want to help them find the right solution for them, and they will talk as long as you ask questions. Now, you have to ask good questions. There are some questions that actually will hurt you. I wrote a blog post recently entitled, Six Sales Questions You Should Stop Asking. So you want to focus instead on what are the questions that will get you the information you need to help your prospect make the right buying decision. The second really important sales skill goes hand in hand with asking questions, and that is actually listening to the answers.
I'm not laughing to be mean, but you know, this is huge, Don. People literally don't know what listening means. They say they do, but they don't.
Absolutely, Michelle. Most of us think we're good listeners. The reality is most of us suck. If you don't believe me, ask your spouse. They'll tell you. And again, part of the problem is we're never taught how to listen. Typically, when we're kids, we're told to shut up and listen. But that's it. We're not taught how to be a good listener, how to listen effectively. When I was on the speech team in college, we were all taught how to be good listeners because it was important for us to be good audience members when our teammates were competing. So we were taught how to make good eye contact and how to use our faces and how to provide actual feedback so the person speaking understood that we were listening, comprehending, understanding what they were saying. So you need to really focus on listening to your prospect. When you ask them questions, you want to really listen to those answers. Because the reality is, it's far more important for them to talk than for us to talk. Too many salespeople are taught that the more we talk, the closer we get to the sale. No, the opposite is true. The more the prospect talks and we listen, the closer we get to the sale. Because when you ask good questions and you listen really well to the answers, you will get more information from your prospects, you will get better information, and your prospects will feel understood. And that feeling is critical. Prospects will tend to do business with those they trust most. And the people they trust most are the ones who best understand them and their situations. So think of yourself like a doctor. You want to diagnose what the person's issue is, so you have to ask the right questions, and you have to listen really well to the answers in order to understand and retain that information. And when you do that, you will build trust with your prospects and make you, your company, your product or service the best choice for them.
You know, one of the things that surfaced for me as I was listening to you talk about listening, and that is listening's more than being quiet.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I teach a process called dynamic listening, which involves 9 different elements in which you can be an active participant in the conversation through listening.
Well, I have to tell you what, that sounds like a really good course. If it's anywhere near as good as what you teach us about sales.
Well, that information is actually on a program I have called Outsell Your Competition, How to Gain a Massive Edge in a Tough Marketplace. And it includes not one, not two, but 37 specific questions to ask your prospects, along with how to listen dynamically. And I put that together in a special offer just for Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio listeners. It's on my website at doncooper.com/BBS.
Well, Don, thank you so much. You know, as usual, you ask us really good questions, which means you walk your talk. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing people tweet and letting us know what they put into action this week that's going to help them from the tip you gave us today.
Great, Michelle.